Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to address some of your concerns. First of all, let's start with the news you've been waiting to hear. The IRS e-filing system is officially open today, so anything you submitted to the tax software companies earlier or from now on can get transmitted immediately. No doubt there will be glitches for a while, but not as many as last year when Congress changed the rules in the middle of the tax filing season. In case you want to look up various filing deadlines, the Tax Mama's 2022-23 tax calendar is up and ready for you to use. The IRS has expanded some of their do-it-yourself resources this year for both taxpayers and tax professionals. Since the IRS is nearly impossible to reach by phone or in person, they have fewer offices and all require appointments. Being able to do things electronically will reduce problems and save headaches for you. Here are some key things you should do to get set up as soon as possible. Before we begin, here's a special tip for folks who are still waiting for your 2020 return to be processed. It looks like they're going to take forever. The IRS says to enter zero on the line asking for your 2020 Adjusted Gross Income, or AGI. There's a link to information on their website here. Now, to use the new online tools, you may be required to set up an ID.me account for security purposes. The taxpayer's IRS account will let you look up payments, refunds, transcripts, and perhaps notices. It will also let you approve your tax professional's power of attorney or information authorization rights in minutes instead of weeks. You'll be able to look up your advance payments, like the child tax credits. In fact, you should have gotten a 6419 letter with the details. If not, you'll be able to log in and find the information. The third economic payment, you should have gotten a 6475 letter issued in January also, but you'll be able to find that online. The IRS free file system is now open. Millions of taxpayers can use this system to prepare simple tax returns themselves at no charge and without being hassled to pay for anything. Many states are also participating in the program. Be sure to print out and save the returns before transmitting. For tax professionals, the IRS also has a Tax Pro account. This will make it possible for enrolled agents, CPAs, attorneys, and certain others with existing central authorization file numbers or CAF numbers to gain access to clients' accounts with the client's immediate permission. It has been taking weeks, sometimes 12 weeks, for the CAF unit to activate their faxed or sent emailed authorizations, so now it will be available immediately. You can get your P10 if you don't already have one. If you have to ask what it is, you don't have one. You can get access to all of the e-services for tax professionals, and they're quite extensive. Some of the general online tools include Get Transcript, Where's My Refund, Direct Pay, and this year, do only pay electronically, not via paper checks. You can set up an online installment agreement on your own. You can get your employer ID number, locate an IRS office, look up a charity to see if it's in good standing with the IRS, and so much more. You can now file tax returns electronically for the current year and the last 2 years, and you can file amended returns for the same time frame. And for those of you wanting to become enrolled agents this year, please stay tuned. I will be opening the early bird registrations with special rates during the first week of February. To get details, please sign up for the IRS exams newsletter. Whew! Were there enough links in today's newsletter? Lots to do and lots to know. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.